Welcome to the Gift of Giving Life podcast. My name is Sheridan, and I get to be the host because I'm one of the co-authors of the book, The Gift of Giving Life. Are you curious about the spirituality of pregnancy and birth? Maybe this is a completely new idea for you. Or maybe you already have that sense that pregnancy and birth can be spiritual. Either way, we are excited to help you in this journey, which we do through the book, through this podcast, and also our online course, which right now is available for free for our newsletter subscribers. Just head over to thegiftofgivinglife.com to subscribe. From conception, through pregnancy, birth, and also through the newborn stage, there is a spiritual aspect in them all. I will be sharing thoughts and stories to open your eyes and ears so you too can enjoy the divine nature of pregnancy and birth and harness heavenly help throughout them all. Today, I'm so excited to be able to talk to my dear friend, Valerie. And Valerie is so amazing. She's the mom of many kids, and she also was one of my hypnobaby students, and I was her doula 2 times. Is that true, Valerie?
Yes. Yeah, 2 times, okay. 2 hypnobabies births.
Okay. I'm like, wait, am I wrong? But no, I'm right. Great. Do you want to just tell a little bit maybe about yourself, how many kids you have, and then we'll get more into your birth stuff.
Sure. I have 8 children, 8 vaginal births. I had 3 of them without medication. The first one I did with a doula, and she also was a massage therapist, and that was helpful. But I had a missing piece because all of my children were post in their presentation, and that created back labor. So I knew I needed to find another tool if I was going to have more natural births that I wanted. So that's when I found Sheridan, and she talked to me about the hypnobabies tools. And so I did my last 2 pregnancies and deliveries, number 7 and number 8, with hypnobabies, even with a posterior delivery. It was the thing that, you know, helped it be more manageable.
Thanks. And I remember you talking to me about your worries about the posterior birth, and having, since all your other babies had been that way, you kind of knew that these 2 babies would probably be that way with each time, and just your nerves about that. But I love that you were open to finding more tools and to trying them. So what kind of gave you, I'm curious why you wanted to have a natural birth, even after, you know, you'd had so many with epidurals and you had a natural birth that was pretty uncomfortable with the posterior. What inspired you to try again?
So the interesting thing is, it was the baby number 4 that I chose, the first natural birth. That was after having many years of health problems, and I had found alternative medicine to help me overcome a lot of health problems so that I was able to be strong enough to bear children again. And so because I had found alternative medicine, I really wanted to try, you know, a different way. And, you know, epidurals are great and they have their place. I would always get a bladder infection after I had epidural because they would put in a catheter. And it took me a longer time to recover. And so my feeling was, if I don't have to have a catheter because I don't have an epidural, I'll have an easier time after with recovery. So that was my initial desire to have a natural birth. But then I wasn't in the right headspace for baby number 5 and 6. And so I had went back to epidurals. But with baby number 6, the epidural didn't work. It only worked on half of me. And at that point, I said, I will not do that again. I would rather have had a natural birth, because then I was stuck in a bed, not able to move and use my tools to work through with a natural birth. So it almost ended up in a C-section. And so that's when I was motivated again and got in the right headspace and found the right tools with you and the support to be able to feel like I was ready again to address a natural birth in a better way.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. So I'd love to just hear what your thoughts were. It's always was interesting to me as a hypnobabies instructor to have moms that had, you know, many children come and take a childbirth class for me, because I kind of felt like not that you would know everything, but I'd always be like, are they going to learn anything? Like, even though HypnoBabies has so many more tools than just a childbirth class, I'm curious what your thoughts were when you took the class.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even though I had had a natural birth before, I'll back up a little bit. My first introduction to hypnosis was I had found a center that did hypnosis for weight loss. And so I had had a positive experience with the tools of self-hypnosis, which is really just relaxation to help me overcome an issue I was having. And so because I'd had that positive experience, I felt like, oh, this is a great way to bridge that gap to childbirth. So when I was in the class, there was some new tools for the hypnosis, but I think the information I got from HypnoBabies was empowering mom. And I had also had with my third child, I had toxemia, and they didn't understand why. And they actually told me that maybe I shouldn't have more children because they couldn't understand why I'd had that. That didn't feel right to me. I got a second opinion, and I had spiritual promptings too, that I would be safe having more children. And I never did have toxemia again. But one of the biggest things that HypnoBabies taught me was how to avoid toxemia. And it was the level of proteins. And interestingly enough, not even the medical community was talking to me about that. Lots of new information like that, and the feeling of being empowered that I could control my birth the way I wanted, for instance, with the birth plan. And these type of things is what HypnoBabies offered me as a, you know, multiple births mom that I hadn't had before.
Great. Thank you. I'd like you to talk to me about practicing HypnoBabies when you were pregnant, because you had a lot of children. And yet with HypnoBabies, there is some element of practice that we want you to do every day, like finger drop practice every day for a few minutes. And then, of course, listening to your MP3s to help practice your hypnosis. So how did you manage that with having, you know, children in the house?
Right. Well, it was kind of a forced rest time. So I usually time it around children's naps or in the evening after kids were in bed. I also would practice, yeah, at nighttime with my husband, my birth partner, you know, his part. And, you know, the finger drop was a valuable tool. I would use it, you know, anytime I was having Braxton Hicks, which of course, with multiple pregnancies, you have way more of. And so I had those kind of opportunities to practice finger drop when I was having multiple, you know, pre-birthing waves. So it was, you know, yeah, one of the more challenging parts, but I was committed to doing all the practice I could to create the most successful birth. And so I carved out that time, whether it was nap time or in the evenings, and was diligent in listening to my HypnoBabies, you know, instructions. I have to share this too. I had a situation where a friend of mine had to have major surgery. She'd had multiple breaks in her legs from an accident. And she was in a lot of pain and just trying to manage that. And I had the thought to lend her my HypnoBabies CDs. And she said it was the biggest tool for her in her recovery was those HypnoBabies, even though she was not in a birthing time, it was the tools that it taught her about relaxation and how to help use that to overcome pain. So HypnoBabies beyond birthing has been really helpful. Every time I go to the dentist, I use finger drop. And so those tools have helped me past birthing times.
Yes. Thank you. That's cool. I don't think I knew that about your friend, but that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now I'm sure everyone's curious to know, how did HypnoBabies work for you? Was it actually helpful during, you talked how it was great, you know, during pregnancy and even after, but how about during the birth? Was it helpful?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know what exactly to expect because of the posterior. That was my biggest concern. I knew from my previous natural birth, yes, I can do it. I, you know, figured out a way to do it, but I wanted it to be more comfortable with the back labor, you know, the birthing waves that I managed up through transition, doable. I had my husband as my support person and I was on a birthing ball and he would push on my back and I did feel very calm. Mm-hmm. Transition, sorry, I forget the HypnoBabies terms.
Transformation.
Thank you. Transformation happened. Mm-hmm. And I got a little anxious. But fortunately I had my doula, you, who was there to help me understand that means you're almost there, you know? Mm-hmm. And that was instrumental in me overcoming this fear that, oh no, I might not be able to manage this. Mm-hmm. Because it got pretty intense with the back pains. And so I also loved the HypnoBaby's tool of breathing out your baby. That mm-hmm. really worked for me. And so I'd have to say transformation was the hardest time with the back labor, even with HypnoBaby's, didn't quite cover it.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, still felt like it was really helpful in the way that it helped keep me calm and managing, you know, everything else that happened. I felt like pushing was fine. Didn't have the same experiences with my other natural birth where I was screaming. Yes, I did still have posterior baby, even though I did all the positions to try to switch baby's position. It didn't happen. But I still was able to manage with HypnoBaby's. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. I think the other thing I'd just like you to touch on is your last baby. I just remember it was so different, like, than your other babies had been, and like your birthing time starting and mm-hmm. like kind of being patient or mm-hmm. impatient, you know, just mm-hmm. that whole experience. Do you want to just kind of touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I had a lot of pre-birthing waves and felt like I was going into my birthing time several times, and then it would stop. And so I'd be up in the night thinking this is it. And then by the morning they would stop. And so I was really exhausted at this time and just wondering, as all 9-month pregnant women, am I always going to be pregnant? Will there ever be a time when this baby comes out?
Right.
And my backing up, I'd never had my water break on the 7 subsequent babies. It mm-hmm. had never broken on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And so after a night of birthing waves, in the morning, you were so kind to take me to the chiropractor, and I had an adjustment. And even the chiropractor said, oh, it'll be in the next 24 hours, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't think I even believed them then, but went home and had a lot of pre-birthing waves through the day. And by the evening, my sister had come over to help me, and she's a massage therapist, and pushed on some pressure points. And my water broke, and I immediately was like, oh, it's time to go. And so my birthing waves hadn't started, my water broke, but I knew for me, once my water broke, the baby was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a matter of staying calm, to know that I was getting in a car, and that a baby could possibly come in the car. But even though my birthing waves hadn't fully, you know, started, mm-hmm. so I chose to get in the car. And I was talking to baby the whole time in the car, you know, mm-hmm. Not yet, you know, not yet. It's okay. We're almost there. And so fortunately I was very calm with the HypnoBaby's tools. I brought my birthing ball and would stop with a, you know, wave every time I had one, all up until I was going up into the maternity floor. I was so calm, in fact, that they didn't believe me when I told them, you know, this baby's on its way, that it was my 8th child. And because I had, you know, I was stopping to do my breathing and finger drop on my ball during these pressure waves, they didn't take me seriously. So I had to just continue to use all my HypnoBaby's tools, had my husband there, and was prepared to have a nurse deliver, because I could tell they weren't quite believing me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they checked me, and then, you know, my doctor couldn't get there in time, so they had the hospitalist there, and then you were able to get there in time
mm-hmm.
and helped me, you know, again, tools. I had to transition a bit. I was doing breathing the baby out, but the doctor was saying the baby's heart rate is increasing, so I need you to push. And I remember looking at you and saying, like, is that okay? Like, I don't want a purple push, you know?
And, mm-hmm.
and yet we knew it was, you know, if it was a matter of the baby's health, of course, I'm going to push the baby out I don't remember feeling the P word during Cushing, you know, mm-hmm. the same way that I had in my other natural birth without HypnoBabies. And so it was fast. HypnoBabies definitely did the job, even to mask my transformation to the nurses. So.
Yeah. And it always just amazes me, like, you're having your eighth baby and you're saying the baby is coming and they don't believe you. I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's not like you're a beginner. You're kind of a pro at this point.
I kind of know my body. Well, exactly. This was a funny remark from the nurse when I said, you know, because I was having a lot of pressure on my rectum, of course. Mm-hmm. So I said, I need to use the bathroom before I lay down. And she said, she was hesitant. And she said, don't you dare go having a baby in that bathroom. I said, okay, I won't.
Oh, that's funny. That's
so funny. They believed me enough to know that if I was going into the bathroom, I might have a baby.
You might have a baby. That's true. That's true. All right. So one other thing. First off, thanks so much for doing this with me. This has been great. The other thing I'd just like you to touch on is, and you did mention it, like talking to the baby. I guess just like the any spiritual experience that hops out to you about any of your pregnancies or births, just what are some spiritual aspects of that you can remember that you'd like to share?
I mean, I shared this in The Gift of Giving Life, you know, my experience that trying to understand our Savior's part in women birthing, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, the understanding was given to me through a hymn that says he was bruised, broken, and torn for us. And that really helped me understand that though he is not a female and didn't give birth, that he had suffered in those ways that women are bruised, broken, and torn while giving birth, that he could succor me during that time. I appreciated that understanding because it's such a powerful experience that you feel very alone in. You know that though you have support around you, you have to do it. Mm-hmm. alone. That understanding helped me with that intense, that I'd even say the back labor, which made it even more intense, knowing that he understood, had experienced some level of this, and could succor me during that time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Valerie. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your friendship, which is awesome. And I love that I got to be your doula for two of your births and be a part of such special moments in your life.
Yes, no, you were a total godsend to me, an answer to prayer for me to accomplish the goal of having these natural births, which by the way, did work and I didn't have bladder infections after the births. And I also was able to recover very quickly without the same complications as with the epidural. And so you helped me accomplish my goals and also created some very positive birthing experiences, as well as having the support that I needed. So you're awesome and taught me a whole lot as far as being empowered as a woman over our bodies.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us today. If you have an experience that you want to share about the spirituality of pregnancy or birth, please contact us. We love having guests on the podcast, or if you prefer to just write up your experience, we are happy to share it on our blog or on Instagram. And also, please share the podcast with your friends. This is how the word gets out that birth and pregnancy can be spiritual. The podcast and our book is one of the greatest ways to share that, as well as, of course, you sharing your experiences with your friends. Visit thegiftofgivinglife.com. Currently, our newsletter subscribers get free access to our online class, which is growing. And if you want more inspiration, of course, you can always buy The Gift of Giving Life on Amazon, either for yourself or it makes a great gift for any woman you know. Have a great week and know that you are loved.